Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in our textbooks. Recently, we have been talking about a lie, which normally people will listen to it and think it is just a simple lie, especially those who listen to it without understanding what is the purpose of teaching this lie to our student. But the moment you know why this is written in our textbooks, immediately you will know it is dangerous to teach this lie to our children, because the purpose of this lie is to infiltrate our children's minds to believe that Islam is the same as Judaism and Christianity. Why is that, boys and girls? Because Islam has close ties to the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity. That is exactly what is written in our textbooks. Here it is. Let us listen to this lie one more time.
In the textbook World Geography, published by McDougall Little, copyright 2005, on page 75, the religion, Islam, has close ties to the prophets and teachers of Judaism and Christianity.
In our previous programs, you know we already cover plenty of material to prove that this statement is a big lie. Why is that? Because there is no tie whatsoever between the writing of the Quran and the writings of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. We talked about creation, we talked about Adam and Eve, we talked about Noah, we talked about Abraham, we talked about Moses, and today I will talk to you about Jesus. And literally, we can go on and on with every story Muhammad copied from the Bible and inserted in his Quran to try to tie himself to that which is in Christianity or in Judaism. There is no ties between the prophets and the teacher of the Quran with the prophets and the teacher of the Bible at all. But the opposite is true. You see, when you say a general statement like this, without any details, without any information, people will believe it. But when you investigate it, you will discover that Islam is a cult. The stories of the prophets, which is written throughout the Quran, is a great evidence and a great proof that the Quran is a foolish counterfeit to the true account of all these prophets as we read it in the Bible. I know Muslims in America always say, we believe in Prophet Jesus, peace be on him. We believe in his virgin birth. We believe in his miracles. He was a great teacher. He was a good man. He was a great prophet. And if you leave it there, well, guess what? There is not so much differences between Muslims and Christians. Our belief is almost the same. But if you investigate any of these simple sentences Muslims teach about Jesus, you will discover that it's not true at all. When Muslims say they believe in Jesus to be a good teacher, you need to stop them there. Tell them, my Muslim friend, do you really believe that Jesus is a great teacher? They will say, yes, indeed, we believe in Jesus to be a great teacher. Good. Open the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father but by me. And ask Muslims, do you believe Jesus is the only way for us human on earth to get to heaven? They will say, no, we don't believe in that. And if you take our dear Muslim friends to every teaching Jesus gave to us in the Bible, they will always say, no, we don't believe in that either. Then ask them, how can Jesus be a good teacher if everything he taught us in the Bible is a lie? Then the conclusion is Jesus is not a good teacher, but obviously a bad teacher. How about when Muslims say Jesus is a good man? Let's take them to the Bible and ask them again, what do you mean Jesus is a good man? For Jesus in the Bible accepted worship, forgave sin, claimed to be God. He said he and the Father are one. He said before Abraham, I am. That means Jesus is God. Do Muslims believe Jesus is God? The answer is no. Therefore, Jesus cannot be a good man. But this makes him a blasphemer. And the punishment for a blasphemer is to be stoned to death. How about the claim of Muslims that Jesus is a good prophet? Many times in my life, I wonder, do Muslims really understand what is the office of a prophet? Because if Muslims understand what a prophet is, they will never believe in Muhammad to be a prophet. To be a prophet, you must prophesy. And Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, never prophesied. He did not have any prophecy in his Quran or in the Hadith. Now we ask the question, did Jesus prophesy? Yes, indeed. What is these prophecies? He prophesied that he will be given to the Gentiles. He prophesied that they will mock him. He prophesied that they will beat him physically. He prophesied that they will crucify him. Jesus prophesied that he will die. And Jesus prophesied that he will raise himself from the dead on the third day. Let's ask our dear Muslim friends, do you believe in these prophecies of Jesus? They will say, of course not. If these prophecies of Jesus are not true, that means Jesus was a false prophet, not a good prophet at all. So far, we found out, we gain nothing out of the general talk of Muslim that Jesus is a good teacher, good man, and a good prophet. But when you investigate these claims by Muslims, by asking questions, you will come up with the opposite conclusion, which is Jesus is a bad teacher, a blasphemer, and a false prophet. That's why I believe we must investigate what Muslims say. We don't believe it and take it at face value. Because as you see here, when we investigated, we came up with the opposite conclusion. Recently, I received a text message from a friend of mine who was in the city of Miami, Florida. Her text message to me was, billboard in Miami reads, find Jesus in the Quran. Find Jesus in the Quran? This is just a joke because the name Jesus is never mentioned once in the Quran. But it is the Isa of Muhammad, not the Jesus, the Son of God, who came to save us from our sins. But Isa, a non-Arabic name in the Quran, which have no meaning. For if Muhammad understood, or if Muslim understood, that the name Yeshua, the Arabic name for Yeshua, the Hebrew name which it means Savior, if they just understand the meaning of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, they will know that he is a Savior. For the scripture stated, and you shall name him Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sin. So much is written in the Quran about Jesus. And almost every sentence is written about Jesus is a lie. And the more you read about Jesus in the Quran, the more you will discover that the Quran is a foolish counterfeit of the Bible. By the way, we cover the Jesus of Muhammad, Isa, in our new book, in details, exposing the truth about the Quran, the revelation of error. If the Lord is willing, in the future, we will have a full study on what the Quran teaches about Jesus on this broadcast. Now, I would like to share with you some of the error which Muhammad wrote in the passages of the Quran about Isa, who Muslims think is the real Jesus. Let's talk about the birth of Jesus. The story of the birth of Jesus in the Quran is written in the Quran in chapter 3 and in chapter 19. And don't forget, whenever a story is repeated in the Quran, Muhammad always gives us contradicting information. For example, the story of the birth of Jesus in chapter 19, beginning at verse 16. Allah said, and remember in the book, Mary, when she went apart from her family to an eastern place. Notice here, Allah is speaking in the Quran, about the story of Mary in the book. What book? The Bible. The story in the New Testament. But when you compare what is written in the Quran to what is written in the Bible, you will discover that this story of the Quran is made up by Muhammad. That is not what is written in the Bible. For Mary never left her family and went apart to some eastern place. And listen to verse 17. So she took a veil apart from them. So we sent our spirit to her. So he appeared to her a normal human. So the spirit of Allah came to Mary in a form of a human, just like me and you. Listen to what she said to him in verse 18. Mary said, what? Surely I seek refuge with the merciful from you if you were a fearer. This human answered her in verse 19 by stating, surely I am only a messenger of your Lord. I may grant to you a righteous son.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Verse 20, she said, how can I have a son when no man has touched me and I was not unchaste? So far, the story does not match what took place in the Bible. But let's look at the same story as it is written in Quran chapter 3, beginning from verse 42. For there we read, and when the angels in plural form said, O Mary, surely Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you above the women of the world. Allah chose her twice in the same verse. But who talked to Mary here? Was it the spirit of Allah who appeared to Mary as a human or bunch of angels? Obviously, it's bunch of angels. So there's a contradiction. If the meeting between Mary and the messenger of Allah happened one time in her life, why are there two different scenarios for the same incident? Notice the following conversation is not what we just read in chapter 19. Let's continue. Verse 43. O Mary, be devout towards your Lord and worship and kneel with the kneelers. We never read this in chapter 19. Now let us skip to verse 45. For there we read, when the angel said, O Mary, once again, bunch of angels, not a normal human, as we read in chapter 19. O Mary, surely Allah gives you the good news with a word from Him. His name is the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, exalted in this world and in the hereafter, and of the nearer. Listen to verse 46. And He, that is baby Isa, will speak to the people from the cradle and in his old age, and of the good. Baby Jesus, speak from the cradle. This is a great miracle, was never written in the Bible, and not one Christian believe in it. Then Jesus will speak in old age? Well, that's another error. For we all know, that Jesus left earth after the resurrection and he was 33 years old, not an old man. But let's keep going here. In Quran chapter 3 and verse 47, we read, she said, Lord, how can I have a son when no man has touched me? That is the same question we read earlier. When Mary said in chapter 19, verse 20, how can I have a son when no man has touched me and I was not unchaste? Now we ask the question, did Mary say, how can I have a son when no man has touched me and I was not unchaste? Or did Mary say, Lord, how can I have a son when no man has touched me? It's two different sentences. Because in chapter 3, Mary did not say, and I was not unchaste. Did Mary say this statement to a group of angels or to just one man who told her that she will have a righteous son, as we read in chapter 19, verse 19? Now let us listen carefully to both answers. In chapter 19, verse 21, listen to the answer of the normal human who talked to Mary. He said, likewise, your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us. And it was a decreed matter. That is the words of the Spirit of Allah who appeared to Mary as a human. Well, let's listen to the other answer in Quran chapter 3 and verse 47. For there he said, wait a minute, I thought Mary, she was speaking to a bunch of angels. Now Muhammad forgot and he made the angels one person. For he said that is just one, not the angels, as we read earlier. He said, here is the answer, likewise, Allah creates what he will. When he makes a command, so he surely only says to it, be. So it will be, and he will teach him the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. Which statement is a true statement? I mean, we're talking about two different conversations here. Not only the messengers are different, in chapter 19, the Spirit of Allah appeared to Mary as a human. In chapter 3, a group of angels. Even though the question of Mary is almost the same in both chapters, but the answers are completely different. My dear Muslims, are you listening to me? My dear Christian brothers and sisters, are you listening to me? The birth of Jesus took place one time. We're not talking about two different virgin Marys and two different baby Jesus. The good news being shared to Mary, it was one time. As Muhammad repeated the story of the birth of Jesus in the Quran, in chapter 19, and in chapter 3, Muhammad writes two completely different stories. That is a contradiction. And the funny thing is, it does not match what is written in the Bible. By the way, if you go to chapter 19, you see baby Jesus talking to Mary immediately after she birthed him. For we read in verse 22, so she conceived him. So she withdrew with him to a remote place. So the pain of childbirth came on her by the trunk of a palm tree. Jesus was born under a palm tree. Just tell this to our children in our public schools. They will laugh at Islam. They will laugh at Muhammad. They will laugh at the Quran. But the problem is, that's not what they teach in our public schools. They're not telling the Quran story, but they're talking about the Quran as if it is a holy, perfect word of God. That's why I always say, you want to teach Islam? Open the Quran and read to me so I can laugh at it, so we can expose it. The greatest insult you can do to Islam is simply to open the Quran in public and read it. When is the last time somebody read the Quran on TV or on some radio station here in America? They don't do that. Why? Because they know it will not work. Americans will laugh at it. All what they're trying to do is brainwash our children, try to make them believe the Quran is holy by talking about the Quran, not by reading the Quran. Listen to the rest of the verse. She said, that's Mary, oh, I wish that I had died before this. and I was forgetting. Verse 24, so he, baby Jesus, Isa, peace be on him, called her from below her. Do not grieve. Indeed, your Lord has made a creek under you. I did not know that Mary needed some water at the time of the birth of Jesus. But obviously, Muhammad is just making some poetry in the Arabic language for his Quran. And listen to what Jesus also said in verse 25. And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. It will drop fresh, ripe dates on you. So eat and drink and please the eye. So if you see any human, so say, surely I have vowed a fast to the merciful. So I will not talk to any human today. What a wonderful sentence. Good grammar by baby Jesus speaking to his mama from below her under the palm tree where Virgin Mary has the birth of baby Jesus. That is what I call fairy tale. That's what I call a dumb counterfeit to the true account of the Bible. Why did Jesus, the righteous son, as stated in the Quran, ask his mama to lie? For how can Mary eat and drink and at the same time tell others that she is fasting? Not only the Quran contradicts the Bible account about the birth of Jesus, the Quran contradicts the Quran in these two passages. There is so much we can talk about Jesus in the Quran and the Bible. In the next broadcast, I will be sharing with you about the death of Jesus Christ, where we see that the Quran not only contradicts the Bible, but it contradicts itself. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.